Audrey Hepburn was an actress, a wonderful one. She was quite unique, but in one way especially, she was different from most other actors. She never liked to talk about herself. However, towards the end of her life, she undertook a mission to bring the tragic plight of so many millions of suffering children to the attention of the rest of the world. She traveled all over the globe on behalf of those children, and for them, she did talk about herself in Holland, New Zealand, Australia, New York, and even in Hollywood. And so Audrey left a record of her life in her own words. And what a record it is, of a beloved star and a remarkable woman. Americans are usually helpful and hospitable. You may often be put in a position of wanting to express your gratitude and appreciation. Perhaps someone has helped you when you were lost, or you enjoyed a stay in an American home. If you had a long visit in a private home, it is considered polite to present the host or hostess with a gift. You can buy greeting cards at the drugstore specifically designed to say thanks. Weaknesses are often just strengths taken to an extreme. Share a weakness that you have, and then talk about how you manage it so it doesn't become an extreme. For instance, I am sometimes too detail-oriented. That sometimes keeps me from seeing the big picture. What I do to manage it is to walk the building 3 times a day and think about the project on the whole. That helps me see the big picture and helps me escape from being so absorbed by detail. "What are the chances of my recovering?" asked the bedridden man. 100%, the physician reassured him. "Medical records show that 9 out of every 10 die of the disease you have. Yours is the 10th case I've treated. Others all died. Statistics are statistics. You're bound to get well. Beautiful skin starts from the inside out. If you want beautiful, clear, radiant skin, it's pretty simple. The right diet will help keep your skin clear. It doesn't mean boring food. You can eat really delicious food, of course, combined with plenty of water. You'll have a healthy, youthful glow." Henry Ford, 1863 to 1946, didn't invent the automobile, but he invented the automobile business. When he founded the Ford Motor Company in 1903, cars were fussy, unreliable, costly novelties. Ford's genius was to make them simple, solid, and inexpensive necessities. In so doing, he built the largest industrial organization of the early 20th century and amassed a personal fortune of $1 billion, $36 billion in today's dollars. But he also placed himself at the forefront of a social renovation that had an immeasurable impact on American life. When I went to dine in a restaurant with my colleague for the first time, neither of us had a good appetite. As a result, a lot of food was left over. "I want a doggy bag," she said. "What about you?" I said, "I had no dogs." Looking at me strangely, she asked the waiter for 2 doggy bags. As I was suspecting whether she was keen on gaining petty advantages, she explained to me that doggy bag was a small bag that a restaurant provided so that customers could take home any food they had not finished, and then she gave me one. With the increasing advancement in technology, a well-paying job for those currently in the workforce is getting harder to find. Those who have not been exposed to computers and other new skills and methods are finding this to be true. As it stands now, the job market is requiring at least a 4-year degree from college in order to make enough to live comfortably. Even then, good-paying jobs are not easy to find. We are awash in information. It assaults us. It overwhelms us. It is everywhere, in our homes, in our cars, in our face, and there's very little we can do about it. The question is, what is it doing to us? We all know about the benefits of the information revolution, but what is the downside? Is there so much stuff being thrown at us that it affects our humanity? For 4 years in a row, from 1935 to 1938, Shirley Temple was the number one box office star in Hollywood. She was even more popular than Clark Gable, Robert Taylor, and Gary Cooper. Because of her films, her studio, Fox, were saved from bankruptcy. It doesn't matter what you've been through, where you come from, who your parents are, nor your social or economic status. None of that matters. What matters is how you choose to love, how you choose to express that love through your work, through your family, through what you have to give to the world. The first Olympic Games at Olympia were held in 776 BC, and the only event held at that time was the stadium foot race. The games were held every 4 years from 776 BC to 393 AD, and never stopped until they were abolished by the Christian Byzantine Emperor Theodosius I. The modern Olympic Games began at Greece in 1896. Up to Sydney 2000, the Olympic Games have already had 100 years of history, during which a large number of sports stars have emerged. They symbolize the prosperity of a country and have become the connection of nations all over the world and the ligament of peacekeeping. From 1939 to 1945, 61 countries had been involved in the six-year Second World War. The homestead was ruined, and the people were plunged into an abyss of misery. It advanced the combination of the science and weapons and pushed mankind to the edge of extinction with its destructive power. The Second World War is really a nightmare to the people all over the world. Now people at last understand that war can't settle any problem, that understanding and cooperation were the only way out. The United Nations is one of the many international organizations that were established during the post-war years. Nowadays, it has taken an important role in resolving international disputes and advancing the progress of humanity. For one brief moment, he was white America's first black athletic hero. His 4 gold medals and 3 world records at the 1936 Berlin Olympics were both a garland of honor for the U.S. and a mortification to Hitler. To Time, he was variously the coffee-colored Owens, the world's fastest blackamoor, or the dusky speedster. But to millions of black Americans, he was inspiration and paladin, a sign of things to come. President Bill Clinton has announced that the United States and Vietnam have signed a wide-ranging trade deal, a quarter of a century after the end of the Vietnam War. The historic agreement, reached after 4 years of negotiations, is expected to encourage more U.S. companies to invest in Vietnam and help speed up plans for Vietnam to join the World Trade Organization. The deal is also a sign that Vietnam's communist leadership has decided to embrace reform. Ah Sung, a recruit, was a bit of a loner. He took to drinking heavily whenever he booked out for the weekend. One weekend, he returned so drunk that he was told to see the commanding officer immediately. "Look, Ah Sung, why don't you shape up?" said the CO, who was something of a softy. There is a real future for you here if you sober up. You could become a corporal, or even a sergeant. Isn't that something to look forward to? Ah Sung replied, Well, sir, to tell you the truth, that's really not good enough for me, because after a few glasses of Tiger, I feel like a colonel. A 747 was halfway across the Atlantic when the captain got on the loudspeaker. Attention, passengers! We have lost one of our engines, but we can certainly reach London with the three we have left. Unfortunately, we will arrive an hour late as a result. Shortly thereafter, the passengers heard the captain's voice again. Guess what, folks? We just lost our third engine. But please be assured we can fly with only one. We will now arrive in London 3 hours late. At this point, one passenger became furious. For Pete's sake, he shouted, if we lose another engine, we'll be up here all night.